to bring joy to our country for us is a huge motivational factor. Hopefully, with this, we managed to create an idea of the Costa Rican footballer that we are people to be taken serious. And so I'm very proud of what we're doing, because now people look for Costa Rica in the map. So that's good for all of us. And hopefully they could realize that we're as good as a country as anyone. We've been getting pictures, a lot of videos of what's going on, but I think we haven't realized yet what we've done. And we've kept calm amongst all. I mean, we see it as a big achievement, but I think we're going to get even more perspective about it when we're back home.
So much of doing well in a major tournament is about belief. You beat Uruguay and Italy. Nobody expected that, but clearly you guys must have done. So where has that belief come from?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, only us and our country. I mean, the thing is, we've practiced so much. We've had so much training physically, mentally, tactically, that at the end it just becomes automatic. And the other thing that we've managed to build a group of players that have compromised themselves to a group objective, to a collective way of seeing things in the World Cup, is very hard. So everybody's committed to that. Everybody's committed to being here, having a blast, but also getting the good results. And that only happens if you have a whole group of players committed to that. And we've been working, together for 2.5 years already, so basically the same group. So that's also something to take into consideration.
You mentioned having a blast, and everyone I've spoken to who's seen your training says that it's always with a smile. But as each game gets bigger, how can you not feel the pressure of what the next match means?
Well, I would say it's because we are seeing it as a game, precisely. We know once the game starts, we have the same chances as anybody to win the game. And it's a World Cup. I think you're supposed to enjoy the World Cup, to have fun, to see your country, in the World Cup is something really exciting. We've managed to build that environment of having fun in the trainings, and that transforms into the games. You do your best when you enjoy things, and we have a lot of passion for it as well. Every aspect of the World Cup we have been enjoying so far. Every single second we're taking it in.
Your goalkeeper, Keylor Navas, plays in La Liga. Brian Ruiz was in England. Joel Campbell is also in England, although out on loan most of the time. Do you think this run that you're on has given other players, maybe even yourself, an idea that you're in a shop window here and you could find an opportunity to go to a big league yourselves?
Well, that has been the key of this group, that exactly those thoughts have been maintained on the sidelines. We are so committed to this World Cup and to the results that this World Cup is going to bring to our country that everybody's energies are on winning the games here. There will be time to think about other things, but what's most important is that everybody's very focused on the World Cup, and that has even been a point that we brought up as a group, because we're all in this together, and we know how much hard work this takes.
You're talking to me from your hotel room, and I can hear the TV on. You're obviously watching a match. Just give us an idea of what it's like to be a player at the World Cup. I mean, do you have roommates? How do you entertain yourselves?
Yeah, well, part of the whole sinking in the World Cup also is watching the games and getting a feel for it. So we do that. Yes, we do have roommates. We have pool tables, poker tables, PlayStation. Me, for example, I like to read or just hang out with my friends here, and that's basically it. I mean, we enjoy our time together as well, and that's very important in a group of people.
I'd like to ask you about your dad, Alexander Guimarães, who was in the last Costa Rica team to get out of the group stage in 1990, and also the Costa Rica manager at the 2002 and 2006 World Cup. So between you've covered all of the appearances that Costa Rica has made in the World Cup. How special is your relationship with him?
Him and my mom and my brother, they have been exceptional with all this. But of course, there's a relationship with my dad that, due to football, well, it's very close. And he's been here during the World Cup. He's been living every game as a fan. After games, before games, he always comes with my mother and to the hotel, and we have a talk about. But we talk about everything. My dad has been really, really thoughtful with that. He has given me advices, to enjoy the whole thing and to keep calm. but he's always very respectful in tactical things, so he never gets involved in that. But I do agree that it's a special feeling that my family is linked to the Costa Rican football history. I'm very proud about that, and especially my dad. He's my role model and my hero.
So the Netherlands to come on Saturday, but what was it like to take a penalty in the shootout, especially the first one against Greece?
Well, we practiced a lot and we felt confident in the people that were taking the penalties and in our keeper, of course. So that helps a lot when you go into a shootout like that. The adrenaline was at an all-time high, but also it was a really cool situation to be in. Just playing to go into quarterfinals, it's something we have pursued and the chance was there, so we took it.
You can't have been that relaxed. We're talking about taking a penalty in a shootout at the World Cup.
No, but it wasn't calm. I mean, I was nervous, but it was those nerves that help you keep focused. If I would see it as something mundane, as something that it wasn't mattering at the moment, then the penalty wouldn't be the same. You can enjoy things with being responsible, and that's the thing. When you've practiced that scenario in your head so many times, then you just play it out as you've been practicing it. Let's say somebody who had miss the penalty the way they always practice it, then okay, then it's the keeper's job or luck. But it's the situation that we've been practicing.
Celso, do you dare contemplate reaching the semi-finals of the World Cup?
In this life, anything is possible.